Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Wake Up Call.
There is a human actor on Sesame Street that I find very cute, and I now stalk on Instagram.
I dropped some food down my cleavage, and when I went to fish it out, I found a live bug.
Guys, I put my boxer shorts on backwards today. I had to take off my pants and boxers to turn them around, and someone walked in on me.
Wake Up Call Confessions.
Every Thursday on the Wake Up Call, it's Wake Up Call Confessions. This is where we go around the room and get something off our chest, something that's been bothering us. I am not proud of this.
Oh, this is great.
I had to make a decision very quickly with very limited resources. And in hindsight, I probably should have just walked away.
Oh, boy.
I live in a new neighborhood. I moved out of Midtown. Mm-hmm. I live over in Tahoe Park. Very nice neighborhood. Lots of new residents live in the neighborhood.
New developments, yes.
Well, there's not a lot of space to take my dog Henry out. So, I mean, you know, the houses are so close together. The yard's very small. So when I do take him out, I have to make sure that I always have dog bags because I don't want people,
You're so close to people seeing you.
Yeah, and they know who I am and they, you know which house I'm in. Anyway, ran out of dog bags. I didn't have time to go get more. This was like 2 weeks ago. It was like a Saturday. I took Henry out early and there was like a family that had just moved in. And they were like, yeah, working in their garage or whatever. But I could see them, and I'm sure if they walked out in front of their garage, they could see Henry and I. Well, Henry did his business. And I couldn't just leave it there because
rain.
It was like they were there. They were walking around the house, and I couldn't just have him do his business and then walk away because that would make me a terrible neighbor. Kevin does this all the time.
I know.
And he's admitted this.
Even on the rare times that he even walks his dogs.
Right.
And I as a non-dog owner, I appreciate you picking up your dog's crap.
Did I pick it up with my bare hands? No, I did not.
Oh. Woo!
Man, talk about, we thought we were going to crash
We did.
We went around the turn and we saw the tree.
And then we were like, well, his hands are ruined. He can never touch us again.
Right, but then we dodged it.
Thank God.
So what happened?
I just took off my shirt and picked it up with my shirt.
How is
it? And threw it away.
Oh my God.
I had no choice. I had to save face in this new neighborhood. I couldn't do it.
How is that saving face?
Because I couldn't leave the poop in the yard.
But now they think that that's what you do. You take your shirt off and use it.
Couldn't you just go
Give me all the other options.
Okay, how far were you from your house?
It was it was houses away. It was like in the other side of this small neighborhood.
Okay.
Because,
but just a hop, skip, and a jump, I've been to your neighborhood.
Yeah, yeah, but if I had left it and walked away.
And then they didn't see you come back.
Exactly.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
One, okay. You encourage Henry to eat it.
Yeah.
He has eat his poop.
Okay.
Two.
Kick it somewhere.
Didn't have shoes on, had flip-flops.
Oh, gross. Okay.
Keep giving me options because I'm going to plow through all of them.
Three, just shout at everybody, I'll be back for this poop.
Yeah.
Could have done that.
Light it on fire.
Hmm.
At least no one will step on it.
Right.
That's true.
Right.
Wow.
So, listen, I'm sorry.
Can we know what shirt it is? Just so
nope.
Oh, man. Mm-mm. Well, now we have to assume it's all shirts.
Well, you threw the shirt away.
Mm-mm.
What is going on?
You can wash it.
I washed it.
It's okay, washed. If I did this, you guys would never let me hear the end. If I kept the shirt.
It would be as gross as it is right now. No more hugs.
Would you rather have no more hugs or no more handshakes? because those were my only two options. Take off my shirt, pick it up and throw it away, or use my bare ass hands and throw it away.
That and then is... your neighbor saw you like, here's the other thing. If someone was too far away from you to understand what you were doing, it looked like you took your shirt off to clean the ground and then walk home.
Mm. In a weird way, I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
In now a tell very me why. Weird,
he didn't leave it on the ground for somebody to step in.
Oh.
And
still could have just gone back.
And he didn't use his bare hand. I would have shouted the whole way like a weird Paul Revere.
Yeah.
My dog pooped. I'm going back for it. My dog pooped. I'm going back for it. Neighbors, hear ye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.